true, that spiritual, actual, factual answers to questions he asking. You find them inside you, beside you, reciting the records of Kashuk. We laughing, we drafting the passion through fabric. It's time for that comedy, dramedy, all of the fanciest, catchiest acronyms. Listeners, listen, we traveling. Consciousness is always unraveling. The reading you're having is mapping you back to your natural habitat. Abracadabra, it's magic, let's pass it. To top it off, the host are the classiest. Now, what were you asking for? All of the answers, what? All the answers.
Where do you want us?
So it's up to you guys. I mean, if you guys want to sit next to each other here, you can.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay, you guys go out.
Dougie! I miss you.
You're good boys. We love you very much.
Oh my God, it's you guys! You're in the room that I'm in. I can't believe it's happening.
The room where it happens.
Hi, hello, microphone. I missed you so close to me like this.
Yesterday, you guys will appreciate this. I had a speechless client and we were playing a game. We were playing a game that Mark Raphael made up, I think, okay. Which you'll probably know in your own way. So you're on Zoom. This is all related to what you just said, Desmond, but it's going to take a minute to get there.
It's going to be a bumpy ride and important.
So unimportant.
Going to explain why we like bubbly water.
So you're on Zoom. Okay. And you see the person over there looking at you. You're looking at them.
Like you do.
Like Zoom. You do on Zoom. And the game is I move my arm as if through the camera, I'm handing you a thing.
Okay.
And I go, I was thinking of you yesterday. I got you this. I was at Target and you have to justify. I got you this thing at wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person picks up a physical object from their actual space.
Mm.
So whatever's on their desk. So I might pick up this coffee cup and go like, how did you know that I wanted a double shot? It's amazing. And they sell them at Target now. So you have a fake conversation about, you know, you justify pretend and they justify a thing and then you're improvising.
I love it.
So I say to this guy, this corporate engineer doesn't think outside of too many boxes very much. It was so, he's a very nice man. I liked him a lot. I go like this. I go, this is so weird. I extend my arm. You can't see my hand. That's the point, right? That's the conceit. And I go, I was in the Amazon yesterday, hiking through the jungle.
Oh, in the Amazon.
Yeah. And I go, and I climbed a tree and I saw this in the distance of the tree and I went way farther than I felt safe going. And I got this for you. Here you go. And he goes on a long-winded thing that I'm like trying to figure out when to interrupt him. You know, they don't sell these at Amazon. And so I'm really excited that you found one on Amazon. And Amazon, like he literally couldn't hear
the Amazon
because Amazon is so ubiquitous. You know, right. Amazon.
Good word, by the way.
Amazon?
Ubiquitous.
Oh, thank you. I have an education. Anyway, it was just a fun moment. And then I said to him, it's so interesting because what I actually said to you was the Amazon. And he was like, oh, people say the Amazon? And I said, no, like the Amazon jungle. And he was like, you mean metaphorically how Amazon is a jungle?
No.
And I was like, so you know how on Earth there's an area called the Amazon jungle.
Also known as the lungs of the planet. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Oh. And he goes, oh. But it took a long time. And I just thought.
I love that he said metaphorically.
Metaphorically. It's a jungle. I was like.
He really worked. I refuse. He was in a deep refusal to acknowledge.
It's just there's something in that I love about the human brain, about a word becomes so, it is ubiquitous. It becomes so everywhere that we only can hear it the way we hear it. But you know what I mean? You ever have that where you're like, I can't hear this word in any other way than the way I've always heard it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how the mind does that.
God, I feel like I wish I had an example, but in like deep arguments about things because of just the whole time you're like, oh, I was saying the Amazon, you were saying Amazon.
Totally.
And we're like, no, fuck you. How dare you?
Yeah, right.
Get off your woke high horse or whatever. Like, I
just said the Amazon.
Oh, you were talking about the jungle.
A million percent
so
of the time. Let me ask you a question. This is very unrelated. As gentlemen, human men, bipedal males.
I would say we're also both very gentle men.
I'll go get you one.
If I were your lover.
You got to get with my friends. Oh, no, wait. No. It's damn.
Right.
I wish I was your lover.
You know how ideas just jump in your head?
Yes.
You're just, mine happen a lot in the shower because I don't know what to think about in there. So I'm just like all of a sudden like, okay, I guess I'm thinking about this now. So I was getting ready this morning and it just, because you last time you were here, we talked about whether or not I could be your partner.
That's right. And that just jumped in my head. And I'm like, that's weird. We probably won't come back to that today.
And here we are. All right. So theoretically.
Okay, so we're boning. No, but if this is a sincere question. If we're making the sweet, sweet love on the regular, and I worship your dick.
Okay.
Every day with my mouth and my vagina. Okay. And I love having sex with you, and I tell you that with words. And we have all the sex all the time, and it's good for both of us, and everybody's happy.
Okay.
And Cassidy's
quite
like,
a world building. Are we in the Amazon?
Okay.
And I one day say to you, you know what I've realized? Your penis to me, which I worship and adore and moistened
so it's been clearly established
for years,
laid down the tracks,
years of worship,
literally not just lip service.
No, yeah, that was good. That's a nice. Good pun. I say to you, I think your penis is a female, and I go, I'm gonna call her Jenny. And I start to call your penis.
I love that it's just not a penis, but a penis. It's almost like you got uncomfortable she's halfway clearly, through the word.
She's clearly a Shirley, but we'll continue.
I start to call her Jennifer or Janine or something. Jennifer.
Not Janine.
Not Janine, because that's your
we've covered this. You're always trying to have me sleep with a Janine. Okay, go on.
So the next time your pants are off, I'm like, what's up, Jenny? And I get on her and I worship her correctly.
Yeah.
You finish. Are you offended that she has a female name and is a female?
Not even a tiny bit.
Really?
Not even a little. In fact, but this is maybe my, you know, over adjustment persona around things like this. Like, no, it's better that she's a female. You know, like,
right, right.
But actually, it kind of is better that there's something else going on. You know, like,
I agree.
Look, also, when I'm masturbating, then I'm getting a little of everything.
Having a threesome when I always hoped I would.
I mean, yeah. I feel that way, but as a cis white female, I'm like, well, of course I feel that way. It's easy to feel that way because women are great.
Yeah.
But I had a human man really not be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's where we're at.
Yeah. I can understand it in two ways. Desmond, make your point.
Two things.
Over to you.
Sorry, you have a third person.
And with sports, Desmond.
Chad Chadley coming in at you with the weather. It would be, I wouldn't be offended by it.
Okay.
But it would be, I think I would have a different reaction if it's the first time we're together.
Fair enough.
And she's like, that's a Stacey. I wouldn't be offended, but I would be less just all in immediately.
That's fair.
It would take me a minute.
What about you if it was the first time?
The first time might be a little abrupt. And I'll be honest, like, in theory, I love the idea.
Yeah.
I will admit to, and this is like specifically with Denise, for example.
Yeah.
There are certain things like a joke or a thing that she'll get into a jag. That's the type of thing she might do because she's very impish.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And she might be like, hey, I'm going to call it da-da-da-da. And if for some reason I got off track with that.
Yeah.
It can actually make me almost panic because then, you know, she would double down on that and be like, ooh, I like it when you hyperventilate. and then like we'd get into that spiral, which is so, and it's not actually related to the thing, but I could see like, I just played it out in my mind. I was like, oh yeah, if you caught me off guard and then you were like, well, why can't I call it that? I think I should be able to call it that.
Yeah.
Then I might spiral out into the other direction, even though in theory, I don't just like the idea. I love the idea.
I actually am. I hear you. And to that point, I'm actually of two minds about it because I actually am into this idea that there is a biological difference between typically gendered males and typically gendered females, whereby some of this stuff is not so social or I don't know, conditioning. I think it's like deep limbic brain biology. Dudes are like, save, hunt, kill, dick, big, fuck, woman. I think some of that is like real.
It's like she's reading my mind.
And appropriate in a way. Now, then we have all the layers of conditioning on top of that that we don't like, and we're breaking them down and all that. So there's a way that I go, I feel you. I get it. I won't do it anymore because it takes you out of your like hunt, kill, fuck right. woman mode. But on another level, on the absolute
fun is that?
Opposite level.
Yeah.
I have this weird actual feeling like that particular penis is a girl penis who is a big, thick baller, but happens to be female.
And it's just sort of energy that you are reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just curious for as men.
Yeah.
There's no answer to this.
No,
it's just a fun conversation, I think.
Yeah. And I think there's almost no, because like you said, because of all the spectrum of everything else, like whether it's inherently biological for any for every person or for any individual is kind of, well, that person, it is inherently biological
right.
and that person, it isn't inherently biological. So it is more of a case by case. Like,
right.
I can understand someone going, please don't.
Right. 100%.
And then you'd have to go, cool, cool. I'm disappointed, but that's cool.
1,000%. And I'm the queen of like each individual is their own thing. And
yeah.
There's no whitewashing of rules. But
right.
Like, I just wanted to hear from two human males.
I kind of love it, though.
Oh, thank you.
Especially especially just walking through you just worshiping my unit. I'm going to live with that for a little. That was fun. That was a fun world that you built. I like it.
Katie, we're back on.
And we're back. I'm sorry. What happened?
You and Katie.
Remember when I said I couldn't be with you? Never mind.
I didn't realize that was your operating system. Exactly. Oh, that's an option?
Worshipping it?
like
with prayer? With prayer beads?
How do you feel about your hoo-ha uh-huh. being a boy's name?
So you get down there. Your
face. I'm worshiping.
And I'm like, Gary, I want you.
I was going to say chapped. Steve.
Those are my two go-tos.
Steve really? And Gary.
Steve and Gary are my total. I'm Steve at Pete's or Starbucks. I'm Steve.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to deal with spelling Desmond or being called Dennis or
you're like,
looking for Esmond.
I'm like, Steve.
And then,
Steve.
And you're like singing, oh, Steve, while you're down in the canyon. Huh. Not that it's a canyon.
You don't know.
I don't. For the record, I still don't.
All this time. How is that possible?
Not even the boobs.
So lame. I'm trying to think about that. It's actually not the best.
Turnabout is fair play.
It's not the best. I'm kind of like, it makes me go, wait, yeah, it's a little not the best. It's like it embodies it with something that if it has that, my brain goes, but then what are we doing? Who am I? Like now I'm having a whole.
Well, now we're docking.
Oh. Side note, have you guys heard of a Sibian? Sibian?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. You
it's
have?
Like a saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a saddle with a little dick on it.
It's a vibrating saddle that you like kneel on the ground and it's like a little half moon on the.
And you can just fuck
half
the
column
saddle with the penis on it.
Or just even a vibrator sometimes. It's just like a, sometimes you don't get inserted, you just straddle.
Mound.
But yeah. But it's a saddle-shaped vibrating toy.
So I was doing an improv show and the 10 p.m. show is the blue show, so it's dirty. So the suggestions we get are intentionally dirty. So we're playing a game called Casanova, where there's three people on each side of a volunteer.
Oh, yes.
So the volunteer from the audience is in the center of the stage on a stool. Three people to the right of them, three people to the left. And then one word at a time, we're coming up with pickup lines.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, baby, I wanna ride your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the next team comes up with a similar thing and then they choose which one they like.
And they're word at a time ones?
Word at a time. So somebody's suggestion to start this word at a time pickup line was Sibian. And I had no idea what it was. And like, the thing was like ending on me. And everyone in the room was waiting for the joke. Wah, wah.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
My microphone went flaccid.
That's what she said.
All right. So Sibian is the joke.
Yeah. No, I just didn't know what it was. And so everybody was trying to set up in the one word at a time game. They were setting me up for because they knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Simeon like a monkey. Right. So I'm working this joke in a totally different direction. And they're going like, it's over here.
It's a vibrator.
Yeah. And I'm like the jungle. And they're like sitting on. And we just... couldn't get there.
And they're trying to order one from Amazon. And then you
took
it deeper into the jungle.
Anyway, I went home later and I was like, Sibian, like Googling it. Like, what does it mean? I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah.
I knew there were like saddles you could fuck.
That's what it is. Wait, I want to return one moment to the naming of the thing. What if it's named Cassidy? Total gender neutral name. Absolutely gender neutral.
That doesn't do anything. That doesn't bother me. I just go, okay.
Okay, what if it is actually named Cassidy, though?
Brown.
I mean, you can make it whatever associations you want.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't bother me. I'm just like, go ahead, get it.
What?
We're gonna work this.
It's not gonna work because if you need it to be at least, I was like, what if you and I are together, and I'm like, I'm gonna call your Gina Cassidy.
No, that's a problem. That's about you, and then we got to talk. We got a feeling. No, I can't do it.
All right. That's sorry, back to So now you know what a Sibian is. Have you purchased one from the Amazon yet?
I'm thinking about it. I'm so single that maybe I should.
This month.
Sure, why not? How expensive are they?
No, I mean single.
This month. Yeah, this minute. I have a whole new joke in my set about strap-ons and who's a real boy now kind of thing. Because, I mean, let's calm down.
You are spending some time on Pornhub these days.
No, I'm just horny.
And you're not going on Pornhub?
Okay, I go on Pornhub. It's true. But yeah, like doing some bits about like men being like, oh, my penis was already there when I came into being. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't fucking give me a break. Yeah. I chose mine consciously. I comparison shopped. It's pink. It vibrates. What can yours do? Nothing, you know.
Nice. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm in town to do this show. We could talk about that.
I think it's time to start the podcast. What do you guys think today?
Are we recording?
We are recording in the studio at Desmond's. Notes.
What are they about?
I wrote down the vagina male name to make sure I asked that. And then I watched Adam Ruins Everything last night. Oh. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Adam Conover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was called Adam Ruins Sitcoms, but it ended up just being all about stereotypes and gender roles.
Huh. He breaks things down in sort of like, you think you know what this is, but let me just make sure you really know what's going here. And often it's all to ruin things. It's to say, everything is garbage if you really look hard enough.
Yeah, totally.
I agree.
At least we're looking at it wrong.
Yeah.
If it's not.
What's it called?
Adam Ruins Everything.
Oh, I'm into it. It's a sitcom?
No. But Adam, one of the episodes was Adam Ruins Sitcoms.
Oh.
And since sitcoms are usually all about stereotypes and
gender norms.
It was actually the source of like one of Denise and my recent arguments that was stupid, that when we talked about the podcast last week. It was just dumb. We got into a discussion that turned into an argument on a topic that we agreed on.
But what was it?
It was about Seinfeld and sort of the intent of how those people were and stuff like that. That's all.
Your side of it and what was her side?
There wasn't even a side. It was more like how we were phrasing it.
Yeah.
And I was just, I got real adamant about, no, you have to say it this way. I don't even remember what the detail was. maybe, but people watched it with this in mind.
He's a soup Nazi. He's not a soup socialist.
Right. Exactly. It was just very well, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't actually have, I don't remember what we were saying that brought me on to that.
But Adam Ruins Sitcom.
It was very much, it was the toxic masculinity. Yeah. And like there was the guy on there that definitely wouldn't be cool with his penis being a girl's name.
Yeah.
Like what, no matter how worshipped it was.
Right. Well, the thing that is, the person in question it was extra shocking for me because the person in question is super sensitive, super open, super supportive of all the things, super feminine in his presentation sometimes, super like non-traditionally anything. So it was just like.
But then that goes to that individuality of like something that is like, that's almost like we talk about preference as opposed to, it's just like, no, it turns out I would prefer not.
I also think it had to do with, in this person's case, like the world misunderstands him so often about his masculinity that another layer of it from the lady who finally gets him, he was like, no,
please.
Everybody, yes.
Can I just
I'm
have
a girl
this?
Anyway? Yeah.
And I can see if you just grew up and you weren't toxic about it, but you're just like, that's a dude.
Right.
That's it. it's not that much different than there are some people who get really upset at the dog park when you say good boy and they're like, that's a girl dog. You know,
just, like the dog doesn't care.
They're just like that's a fucking girl dog. Like, yeah. I will have this conversation as many times as I have to yeah. to remind everyone that that dog is not a boy.
And, I sometimes do that with Squizzle. People are like, "What? How old is he?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "She's 3," and they're like, "Oh, is he a rat terrier?" And I'm like, "She's only." My irritation with it is that they're not fucking listening.
Yeah,
because that's my issue in life. Yeah. Like, are you not fucking listening to me? And then they're like, not listening. And I'm like, well, let me educate you. It's just dumb. It's my own.
I can just see you chase and squeeze all around, legs spread.
Vagina!
Do you see a penis?
Yeah, like she gives any fucks.
Her vagina's named Chad, but that's beside the point.
It makes me think about, too, like this is the thing I've been... this is why I don't like it when we get down on dudes in general and, like, masculinity in general, because I think in the same way that we need to honor people who are gender fluid, super flexible, non-binary. We have to honor that. That's a thing we're all honoring. Why is that? Does that make masculinity bad? We should honor dudes that are like, I'm a dude. I'm all dude with dicks.
Yeah, I would say that we mostly, we do by default in the culture, but then those of us who are like looking to do it elsewise, yes, we get into this space of automatically assuming before it's almost like guilty until proven innocent. Like, I'll honor your masculinity when you prove to me your masculinity isn't toxic.
Right. It's like, we don't have to go that far. He's just a dude.
But yeah, I think that is and I would argue though that for the most part we do anyway. Like, I love how you hunt and shoot and whatever. I don't love the shooting part necessarily, but I appreciate that energy of whatever it is that we're going to call masculine energy, unless it's toxic or it has a danger to it.
I feel like a lot of people right now are really like, men are terrible because we're trying to honor this thing that isn't men, which I do understand and support in a way, because toxic masculinity has been such an oppressor of all of us forever that we're mad and we're going, fuck that noise. But we have to make the distinction between toxic masculinity and just masculinity. Dudes are okay unless they're not.
Right.
Like you're saying.
Well, that's the not all men thing where it's like, I don't hear when people say, like, you know, men are garbage.
Yeah.
Like, as a if you like lead your tweet storm with that, right. I'm not and this is me.
Yeah.
But I don't even hear that as like, and now you get to be the exception. It's the concept of men in this culture overall and what they've done to all of us is garbage.
That's true.
And so it's like, men are garbage really means this version of men are garbage.
Right.
And here's a bunch of reasons why, or what, people are afraid or people have fear, or, you know, women have to walk with keys in their hands or whatever, all that shit. But that is me and my, like, I've done some of the work. So I'm sitting there going, yeah, I know that I'm not garbage.
Right.
And I do know that parts of me are garbage.
Right, right. No, that's real.
Thank you for reminding me that, if I raise my voice sometimes, that's probably, it's worse when I raise my voice than it is when you raise your voice.
Right, right. I love that. This brings me to the main thing happening in my system right now, which is, God damn it, do I miss California?
Oh
my God, you people. You people, I love you so much.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
I was exactly setting you up for that. Florida is garbage.
And again, it's not all Florida.
All of Florida. Everyone I've ever met in Florida is trash.
Until it's proven otherwise.
I was driving here going like, maybe I just needed 3 years to realize what I had.
Uh-huh.
Like, it could be.
Yeah.
This whole fucking shit of moving all over the world was like, you grateful now, homie? And I'm like, I am. I'm so grateful. Everybody's liberal. Like, you know, when you're like swimming in water, it's just the water you're swimming in. Yeah. And then one day you get out of the lake and you go, it was cold the whole time. That was actually not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I drove out of Florida and got to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and was like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And I realized, like, the energy every day I'm walking around Florida going like, is it just me? And yes, is the answer usually. But it's so dense, the energy. It's so dense. It's miraculously dense. It's like wading through a river of wood. Like just the air is wood and I'm trying to walk around. You can't. It's wood. Whereas in Beacon, for example, my experience of New York State was like I was being slowly electrocuted from the earth all day. It was like this. Gzz, gzz, gzz. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. Then I go to Florida and I'm like, it's just like a boulder on my shoulders, but also into my body. I'm just a boulder and life is a boulder and everything's blocked and everything is churches and the past. People are into history, the fucking past, and
I hope
Jesus.
That's in your fucking set. Churches and the past. That's great. What it
is. It's literally what it is. They're all about history and Cortez.
Wait, can we put huge quotes around history? Like, if Florida is about history.
That's what I mean.
I know, but my point is they're not about history.
No.
They're about this created, falsified, mock-up history. But I mean, like more actively. They're one of the ones that are actively deleting history.
It's they're all about their weird imagined it was better when what? When there was no electricity, when people were slaves of other people. When was it better?
Yeah.
When? It wasn't. And Jesus is the only fucking thing. Jesus, that's
and
one.
And this is Jacksonville, too. Like, because I would think this makes sense for a lot of Florida from what I know. And I know nothing about Florida.
Yeah.
But hashtag all Florida. Once again. Well,
Miami is amazing. Miami's amazing. It's the future. Miami's a different animal.
Okay.
Jacksonville is basically southern Georgia. It's at the very northernmost east tip of Florida. Tip.
That's right.
Penis. So it's up. So Florida's this penis right here. Up
really,
here.
It's sort of the base of the pubic tuft.
The Mons pubic. The Mons pubis.
Right before the shaft.
Correct. That's where we are.
I mean, in the shape.
So Miami's in the middle of the South and Cuba then.
Miami is more like Venezuela. It feels, it's like European.
Yeah.
It's not like Florida. It's very weird. It's like a little sanctioned, its own thing. And it's largely because Venezuelan money came in and bought most of Miami in the last couple of years.
Oh, recently?
In like the last 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, Venezuelan wealth just got dumped into Miami. And then it became like, it literally feels like you're in Spain. Like it's like a European fabulousness place. There's a yacht everywhere and tits.
So it was recolonized.
Yes.
Because like Venezuela was colonized by the Spanish, probably.
Right.
And then they came. And then meanwhile, Florida had been colonized by 17 different people, including whatever was the U.S.
Yeah.
And then Venezuela came in and bought up Miami specifically.
Yeah.
So those colonized descendants recolonized another place that had already been hardcore colonized. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's all interesting because it all translates to the Cubans get fucked.
Interesting.
Yeah, because the Cubans came to Miami and made Miami, Miami.
Yeah.
On their fucking rafts.
Right.
Surviving, you know, oppression in a big way.
Yeah.
Came to Miami through certain people's lenses.
Right.
There's different framings of that. But then it was a Cuban village, essentially, but it wasn't really thriving as a metropolis, like as a place of industry, until the Venezuelans were like, let's make tall, shiny buildings where we sell watches that are 10 grand each. And now that's what's there. Everything's a Whole Foods. Everything's a beautiful white building with white tile everywhere. Everything's just, and I grew up there and it's like 180 degrees a different city, more than any city I've seen. Cities are changing rapidly right now, but Miami more than any city I've ever seen. Anyway, back to the point, Florida is a cesspool of nightmares, except Miami, which is very weird.
Next Thursday, when we do our big group record, hopefully two Thursdays from now, whatever. I have another podcast that lives in Florida.
Oh.
So hopefully they will get on the show.
What is it?
And you the Be Brave podcast. Be Brave podcast.
Okay. What are they about?
They talk about amazing women stories. Women who have like, most of them have gone through some shit and just come out smiling on the other side.
Wow.
And they tell their story. And it's crazy because you listen to these stories and you're like, holy shit. Like, these women are amazing. That. You could totally be on it.
Wow.
And the scary thing is they're like 50 episodes in and you realize they haven't even gotten out of their friend group yet.
Oh, my God.
But it's crazy. It's stuff like, you know, people that, you know, went through, you know, had kind of tough childhoods, you know, some people could say everyone's childhood is tough,
right,
to people who have had to like run away from not one, but two different countries from oppression, from major governmental oppression. So check out the Be Brave podcast by Kara and Patty.
I am 100% going to listen to that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting for you because it's killing me that I can't remember where in Florida they live right now.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal too. Let's be very clear. So I've now visited Orlando, St. Pete, Tampa, Sarasota. Those places are far less awful than Jacksonville. I'm in a particularly old school, old world, southern, the past.
And yet your ley lines and meridians all land there and say, be here.
Welcome to the thing I'm working through. Like,
Can you move west on the same lateral line into Texas New Mexico?
Yes. In fact, that's why I drove here in part. When I drove here to California, everybody, from Florida, you're welcome, 6 days, I intentionally stopped in Baton Rouge and Austin because they're the other two big cities on that line of the energy thing for me. They're fucking rad. They're great cities. They're great. Yeah. Jacksonville's not great. It's not great.
But they got great people. You got a good community.
No. Like,
I know you're generalizing, but like.
Well, it's sort of like I got there and like was so relieved and it was what I needed. Everything happens. It's all correct. It's all good. And I had great things happen for a long time. And then just like anything, you stay long enough and you go, oh, I see. You're also terrible, aren't you? Yeah. So I'm just in that moment of, here's the nightmare that is.
The honeymoon is over.
The honeymoon is over. I see the nightmare. Cool. Now what? And I don't know.
Well, she moves again, right? I mean, we know what.
Well, yeah. Happens. Give me a year. I'm probably going to Atlanta and then back to California. That would be my guess.
Not Austin. See, I want you to go to Austin so I can come to Austin.
Oh my God, Austin's so cool. Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Yeah, I hadn't either. It really is weirdly cool. I was messaging Rami being like, so okay, now I know Austin is the coolest city anywhere. I get it. It's like, the way I was thinking of it when I was there is...
But it's probably pricey California style.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But not quite as bad yet. I looked at all the Zillows. I Zillowed a lot.
With your Sibian?
With my Sibian. While on a Sibian, I Zillowed it.
Zillow.
But just to say this, it's the Brooklyn of America. So Brooklyn is the Brooklyn of Manhattan. Austin is the Brooklyn of America. Because you can feel its relationship to Americana and Texas and America. But it's so Brooklyn. It's like a friendlier Brooklyn, but cooler at the same time because it's more to the west and a little futury. Like, it's like California, Brooklyn, but in the middle. It's really a special, weird place.
Imagine if Brooklyn still had nature.
That's true. I mean, Rami would say Brooklyn does have nature because they go to the park all the time.
Right.
I feel that way, too, because I go to Brooklyn and I go, this is pretend nature. You guys put some nature in here, but you just picked it out of a place that had actual nature and blopped it here. Right. It's not the same.
We are referencing all of the Adam Ruins, everything that I watched last night.
I need to watch that.
Because I watched a Adam Ruins America, and then I watched Adam Ruins Nature. And one of the things they said, they talked to some people, where it's like, we need to reimagine what nature is. Yeah. Like, there's no such thing as getting away from everything. Like, there's going to be a man-made trail wherever you go, or you go to a Brooklyn park,
right?
And look, there's birds and animals and nature. It's great. Just enjoy this. Don't, you know, complain about what it's not. And then the America one, sorry, I'm so sorry, was just crazy because they talked a lot about the South, because that was like, you know, we keep thinking that's in the past, and that was one of his big things. It's like, we're still living in the post-Civil War era some way.
You guys, I have no idea how bad it actually is.
Yeah.
This is a big part of why I'm there, is like, I was so in the Bay Area bubble for so long.
Right.
You get it. And I remember feeling like, this fucking bubble. I'm so over it. We're like, who are we to think we're so special in the bubble? And now I'm like, we're special in the bubble. The bubble's rad. Fuck the world. Live in the bubble. Because the world is fucked. I've been to all of it. It's fucked up. The bubble. But I had to get out of the bubble to appreciate the value of the bubble. I just was like swimming in the bubble water. You forget what water you're in.
I wonder if that's the reason for, like, similar to, like, you know, the backswing right now against, like, trans rights and, like, legislating against drag shows and stuff like that. Like, that never even occurred to anybody before, but it's only because suddenly leaps and bounds were made in that, in the direction of a bettering of the world.
Right.
And then people went, wait, what?
Right.
They because there's the zero sum problem of like, wait, if you win, I lose.
Right. Which is
so wait, someone's winning. I have to stop that. And that's, you know.
I told you guys about the Proud Boys that showed up a block away from my house to the taco place.
No. I don't think you did.
Okay, here's the short version of the story. There's an adorable taco place, like a block from my lovely condo in the wealthy liberal part of town. The liberal part of town.
Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
Jacksonville liberal.
Exactly. So the Mexican people that run this amazing taco place that is like the best tacos I've ever fucking had with a margarita. Oh my God, I never want to leave the building. Oh my God. Anyway, it's down the street. It's a block away. They have a drag show there. And I was like, Jacksonville has a drag show. And I've learned there's like three drag shows, which is like great. Anyway, so I had on my calendar, can't wait to go to the drag show next Thursday, going to the drag show. I come out, I'm walking the dog. This is before I had to. And I look down the street and I'm like, that's weird. There's a bunch of costumed men on the corner. Who's wearing a costume on a Tuesday at 11 a.m.? That's fun. What's that? And I literally think there's a show happening. I'm like, let's go see the play. It's all white men in all black with highlights of orange. So they have orange, what's this called? A bandana around the neck, or an orange bandana around the head, or an orange belt around their waist. I don't know why orange. Maybe because Trump is orange.
You're not off. You're not off.
Anyway, I get closer and I realize they all have signs, black signs with orange letters that say shit like, keep your hands off our children. What are you trying to do to our kids? My kid, not yours.
Yeah.
And they are protesting. They're the Proud Boys. There's like 20 of them protesting the drag show at the taco place because kids are going to get molested somehow. What is happening? And they're right there, and everybody in my building's gay or not. There's a lot of gay, wonderful people in my fucking building. So we're all just like at the dog park, sort of blankly staring like, what? And then this one couple that's been there forever, these two dudes, older gay men, they were both like, yep, that's the Proud Boys. They come to that taco place all the time because there's a drag show. And we're leaving this building because of it, because they come all the time.
Oh, God.
Then yesterday, so that's fucking happening now on my street. I can't live there. I gotta get the fuck out of there. Anyway, and then I'm driving here and Shay Troja, our buddy, texts me or shows me an Instagram thing that's yesterday a gun law was passed in Florida where you can carry openly, visibly, with no
permit. Oh, good.
You can just buy a gun and
that
carry
seems it
like around.
A good idea.
This past the year of our Lord, 2023.
And I'm thinking, here's the deal. I legit, this was my first response to that, was like, already I feel the, like, I feel this, like, in Jacksonville, there's like a tremor in the ground that's like, we're coming for your gaze. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
We're coming for the queens. We're coming for the trannies. It's in the fucking air. And if, and now you can just have a gun? I was like, I have to pack up and go for my own safety. And here's why. Driving across this beautiful country of ours, I drove through Texas, okay, from the southeast corner all the way to the northwest corner. I drove through all of fucking Texas, up and over.
Okay.
Not exactly all the way, but a lot. I was there for like 11 hours of driving all through Texas. I am humbled and happy to say I was othered so hard the entire time that I was like, this is why I always feel, this is why so many things. I could finish that sentence eight ways, but basically I felt my Jewishness, my coastal eliteness, my seem like a gay ladyness, right? My bisexuality.
Your lesbian lawyer.
My lesbian lawyerness. It was like every gas station I went to, the Jew was emanating out of my pores. And the people there were looking at me like, what are you doing here? And you do not belong here. And in fact, here's a little aggression for you. We'd like you to leave. I heard it everywhere, subtextually, in the air, psychically. They did not like my kind there.
Right. And your kind is not that out there.
That's my point.
Jesus.
But to them, I mean, look at me. I'm like.
Did you stop in Austin or did you just.
Austin was not this way.
Okay.
So at all.
So it was the
more the interstate,
the bubble,
the flyover,
the bubble of Austin. Yeah. Delightful. The
well, and that's where people always say state. It's not states.
No,
there's blue cities.
Right.
And there's red counties.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's, you know, because the cities are bigger. They're the ones that actually decide what the state is, but sort of. That's not where the lines are really drawn when you drive across the country.
It was a very good experience for my privileged white self to really feel, I mean, like threatened for my life. Mm-hmm. I felt really scared. There were a bunch of men in tank tops who looked at me like, you're flesh that I could bend over and fuck. And probably I want to kill you because you're such a threat to what I believe. And there were trucks. I mean, there was a truck I saw. I probably told you this already. I feel like I might've told you, but anyway, that had a bumper sticker on it that said God, guns, Trump.
Yeah.
And it was a very big bumper sticker that took up the whole.
Yeah.
Next to a second truck that was the size of a cruise ship. It was huge.
Jesus.
That the entire truck was over. You know how you can put a picture on a car?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was an American flag, the whole truck, the whole truck. Then I went inside the Buc-ee's I was at.
I don't even know what that is, but I can imagine.
You should have led with that. That's the whole, I went to a Buc-ee's.
Done. Which I have to tell you stories about that in a second. I go inside the Buc-ee's, which is a gas station / Americana store. It's like an endless, it's like the size of a Costco. You can get gas. Then you go inside and it's like, you know how any gas station, you're like, I'll buy a trinket and some Cheetos.
Yep.
It's that, but the size of a Costco. Buc-ee's are just like ubiquitous in the South gas stations. But okay. It's like the Chevron of the South.
Okay.
Only the store is like a huge part of it. And the store is famously, everybody loves the Buc-ee's store because here's why. Ready? They have a wall the size of legitimately a wall at Costco, a wall of beef jerky.
I didn't know if it was going to be guns or meat.
Then on the other side of the building of every Buc-ee's, there is a deli where they're making sandwiches, like different kinds of pulled pork meat sandwiches. And they yell out very loudly, like, pulled pork chicken ready. And they yell. And everybody likes, I'm yelling my sandwich. Because you're far away buying underwear in the underwear section. And then you're over buying your Buc-ee's bathing suit and a Buc-ee's mug and like your mug that has a pistol as the handle. Because everything's either Texas and Southern language on the products or it's like typical gas station store products. All my improv team, they're Buc-ee's fans. They bought me a Buc-ee the beaver water jug that I have at my house. It's a beaver in my house. And I'm now like, oh, I have to burn that when I get home. I have to burn it, set it on fire. You have to
burn the beaver? That's
burn
what he
the beaver! That's going to be the rally cry when we fucking go to war with each other.
You can put it on the what would be considered the dashboard of your Sibian.
Wow!
Burn the beaver.
The dashboard of my
You get Sibian. Enough friction going. That's what happens when you don't use lube. Hey!
Hey!
I hope they have a bobblehead version. You can just put that.
It's a great idea. Anyway, so there I am. In the Buc-ee's, okay, and I look, these three products were right next to each other, and then I'm going to tell you what happened with the truck guy. Remember, his truck said, God, guns, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
God, guns, Trump.
At least Trump's third.
So I see God, guns, Trump guy get out of his truck. I go inside trying to stay far away from God, guns, Trump guy, only to realize everyone in there is God, guns, Trump guy.
Yeah.
And I know that there are zero people wearing masks anywhere in any of these. And I probably, as a pretty ardent public mask wearer, probably wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to walk in and deal with what happens when I'm wearing a mask.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So I'm in there and I'm looking at a particular display that I can't believe exists. And here's what happens. There's three items on the display. There's a t-shirt that says, there were actually four items of note. There was a t-shirt that said, don't California my Texas.
Fair.
Okay. There was a t-shirt that said, a white t-shirt with black words that said, God, guns, gains, like weightlifting gains.
Oh, yeah. From doing reps.
And then the third item was the mugs, but there were like 70 of them. Silver, bright, shiny silver mugs where the handle is a pistol. And on the side of the mug, it says all kinds of shit like, you can't have my guns. Don't take my gun. Get your hands off my guns. My guns and my grandma. I love my grandma. I love my guns. Okay. I'm taking this display in so Jewish while I'm doing it. Just just oozing Jew all over the building. Mm-hmm. And my coast, every book I've read.
We call that
you are wearing your Jesus menorah dreidel shirt.
Of course. Which might not... No, I was actually topless with pasties on.
That said free the nipple.
Yeah. Giving head to a woman.
Named Steve.
Named Steve. So I'm there. And I'm having a moment of like, I don't know what to do. I have to get out. And if, and I don't want to, I'm aware that if my face shows how I feel, I'm in more danger. And I'm immediately thinking of Rami.
Yeah.
Because Rami said to me, and I'm an idiot. Rami says to me, like, we were like planning this trip to Jacksonville. Rami was going to come down and do the storytelling show.
Right.
Rami revealed to me when they got there, because they're kind, that they were, it was like kind of a big deal for them to choose to go to Jacksonville at this time when all the anti-trans laws are happening.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know that it was like very scary for me to come here, right? And I was like, what are you talking about? Why? You're with me. You're safe. What? Because Rami's life is feeling othered like I felt in the fucking Texas gas station. And I'm so fucking privileged. I don't know what that is.
Yep.
I don't know what it is until I'm in Texas. And this happens. I'm looking at the fucking items and I'm like, don't show your face. Don't make it seem threatening. Don't threaten the white men that want to fuck you and then murder you. And I look to my right. I'm not kidding. There are four, I'm not going to say wife beater, tank-topped men, white tank-topped men.
Probably also appropriately named wife beating.
Who are sweating. One guy, I can see his armpit hair sticking through. His arm is flush with his body and his armpit hair is like, hello, sticking
out. Good full bush.
Yeah, full bush sticking out.
Natural.
And they're looking at me. My experience, I'm going to show it to you and then I'll describe it.
I'll try and describe what I'm seeing.
Okay, you describe it. They're all looking at me like this. I have to move it away.
So shoulders up, hunched, dripping, like hungry, but also like Neanderthal, but also like panthers.
Some of that pulled pork from the deli is hanging out of the side of their mouth.
Yes.
So like I might just eviscerate you and not even bother eating you, or I might eat you.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
I'm hungry,
I was a lean meat Jew gazelle.
Jew gazelle.
On the Serengeti. And they were redneck lions ready to go for the jugular. Jeez. While fucking me till I'm dead. That's what was happening.
Jesus.
And I was just like, and they were just watching me look at stuff. Four of them. And then I realized, fuck, that's God Guns Trump guy. We're parked next to each other. My gas is pumping itself right now while I'm in here buying a gun mug, which I did not buy one of. And so I just like friendly smile and got the fuck out of there and got in my car, put the thing away real fast and drove real, real fast down the freeway for quite some time until I was sure they weren't following me.
Yeah.
And I have that a lot with men where you're like in the world, just like go quickly so they don't kill you, follow you. It's okay. I'm not dead. Yay. That's normal. But this was like a next level of the otheringness.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm embarrassed that I'm 46 and I'm having an othering experience so late. Right. I understand how fucked that is. All I can tell you is I had it and it was valuable and I got it. And I wish I had had it sooner viscerally, so I had it in my body viscerally what this was? Yes, I do. I haven't had it sooner. Yeah. I've been afraid for my life by being a woman, and I felt othered by that.
Yeah.
Because the hegemonic group is white men. But it's nothing compared to this level where race, I could feel race and gender and sexuality were included in their judgments of me and their threat of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you had the whole stack going.
The whole
not
stack.
Just woman, but yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I've always kind of felt like this. I'm always like, what? Black people are my people. We're all the same because I'm other too. I've always felt that way in a way.
Right.
Which you can't say because you're not. And I'm part of the hegemonic group. I'm white. I'm very, very white. So, so white. I have all the privileges of the whites. I do. I am. Yeah. I do. I am. And there is a visceral way in the pit of my stomach. I know I'm not. I mean, I'm in Texas. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not white in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a Jew.
Yeah.
Liberal. Mm-hmm. Queer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was intense.
You just reminded me of a story of when we took our road trip to New Mexico for the balloon festival, whatever yeah. that was, October maybe.
Yeah.
And it was me, Denise, Joe, and the Supreme Chancellor.
That's right.
And I don't even know if I shared this with them at the time. So the Supreme Chancellor is very small, a very small human. They're gender non-binary, and they
present vaguely boyishly, I would say. But, you know, you definitely read something else going on here yeah. that I'm not sure what it is. And that makes me uncomfortable if you're that type of person yeah. who would be made uncomfortable by someone not adhering to something you can recognize.
Right.
And I mean, there were a couple of times when we were somewhere and it was like we felt the vibe and there was, you know, like we circle up, you know,
yeah.
we circle around we're like, all right, we're going to buy our food and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And like we went into Supreme Chancellor and I went in to order food while Denise and Joe walked around in this one town near that I will never go back to. And I can't remember. William? No. Shit. There's a town that's sort of the gateway to the Grand Canyon that.
Oh, I've been there.
That town can just fuck off 100%.
Yeah.
It is dangerous and evil. I know exactly and there are flagpole holes all along the sidewalk. You're like, what are all these holes? Those are for flags. There's, you know.
I know just the
there
city
was,
you're
there's
about.
A, there was a, what's the fuck you, Biden? What is the phrase that they use? Let's go, Brandon, which means fuck
yeah.
you, Biden.
Yeah.
That's, you don't know this? Oh, let's go, Brandon is an entire yeah. subculture now. People have flags in front of their house and it means fuck you, Biden. There was a you know store with a huge blazoned thing that was like let's go Brandon. And so anyway, we're in this town and the one funny story was that we were actually they're both kind of funny because they turned out not dangerous. We had ordered food at this very very busy restaurant to go
yeah.
and then we went back out and then we had gotten split up and nobody could find each other. And so Denise went back into this restaurant and asked if we had been there. And they were like, oh, yeah, that guy with his son, they were here with his little boy. Like his son, like they just totally thought Supreme Chancellor was my son,
oh,
was
Jesus
my young
Christ.
Son.
Wow.
And we were wearing masks. So there was a little bit of that.
Right.
But and they were perfectly friendly there. There was no inside the restaurant didn't feel like a danger vibe.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of amusing. And we all laughed about that. And they shared that. And it wasn't like a bad thing.
Yeah.
But then what I hadn't told anybody is. So Denise has this monkey doll that we talked about on the podcast, how it's come to life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Umi.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it has a consciousness and a personality. And we took it everywhere with us. And yeah. we got a lot of attention for it. Like when we were in the Grand Canyon, people were just like, is that real? Like freaking out because it's very realistic.
Oh, really?
It's very realistic. And so people think you're carrying around a monkey.
Okay.
Until they get real close and they're like, oh my God, it's not. Huh. So right before we went on our walk, around the Grand Canyon Rim, we were at the bathrooms and people were going inside. And,
yeah.
And I was standing near Supreme Chancellor and they were looking around to decide which bathroom to go into. And that's its own struggle.
Yeah.
You know, where am I going to be safest?
Totally.
Or perceived, which way am I going to be perceived?
Less terribly.
Less terrible, you know, so that you are okay with me being in here.
Fuck.
And I caught the eye of these people, like this family, and they were like doing this eyes, like look and staring, the staring energy. And my protective nature just went to 70, like yeah. 80. Like, oh. And I was like, what? And I was like looking back. I was totally like mean, like. Standing there,
yeah.
like, ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. For what yeah. you got? And they were even pretty far away.
Yeah.
And it went up. I didn't say anything to anybody. I was just like, what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah.
What are you staring at?
Yeah.
Denise was standing nearby holding the monkey, holding Umi. Oh. And that's what they were staring at.
Oh.
It was so clear that they were staring at Umi once I figured it out. But my first response was,
yeah.
You staring at my friend?
Yeah.
I'll take you out. Like,
yeah. yeah.
What you got? Oh, they're staring at Umi because
yeah.
it's weird that
yeah.
there's a monkey in somebody's
yeah.
hands.
Yeah.
And it was totally innocent. That was one of the times when that was not what was happening.
Right.
But I, because I was tuned up around that, I was ready. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
But. It was just a
monkey. Does it have
monkey
little Velcro hands so it can like wrap itself
no,
around?
No, it's not that long.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's small. It's like a small little rubber armed thing. It looks more like a baby.
I can't believe I haven't seen a picture of this.
Me either.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you one.
Real quick. Sorry.
Yeah.
If we wanted to go into the records,
yeah.
I think this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
And we can just ride that out. But timing wise, if we were interested in the records,
I think this might be
yeah.
The reunion tour
yeah.
episode.
Oh, so when Rami and I had the conversation where they were helping me understand they were frightened to come to Jacksonville and we were in my car and I remember being like, I'm so sorry that I didn't think of that until now. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
I really apologize. And they were like, no, it's all right. And, you know, like, I'm just letting you know. And I'm like, I'm glad you're letting me know. My immediate response to them was, people are going to fuck with you? Oh, what? Let them fucking try. I'm right. going to white lady save your ass. I was like, nobody will fuck with you, Rami. I got real like bouncer at a nightclub. Like, let them try. It's my storytelling show. Let him fucking storm the stage. I was ready to cut a bitch.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't even have that in me that I think of generally. But I was like, go ahead, try something with my friend. And it felt very, the feeling I had was like, I pass in your world.
Right.
White people as being part of this hegemonic group. I'm not part of the hegemonic group. I'm a fucking weirdo. I've never been in the main group of anything.
Yeah.
I'm an outsider who's ready to like protect her friends. At all costs, because I know you people are Luddite, idiot, living in the past, Christians. I said it out loud. I said it.
Jesus and the past.
And I really meant it. And I mean it right now. Like, somebody comes for Rami because of their skin or how they present. I don't care. I'm going to punch them with my fist. The spiritual lady will go violent.
Yeah, it's that's because, you know, I mean, why? that's the tribalism in us.
Well, one of the 99 qualities of God is wrath. Yes. In Sufism, God is powerful. God will go like lightning strike, you're dead.
Yeah.
God had made cheetahs. They eat each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the qualities.
Do cheetahs eat each other?
Check your stay with me.
Citation.
Stay with me.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt your flow. Go.
Anyway, I don't know what to even say. I just was like, I will protect you. Don't worry. I got you.
Right. And even that whole, and I acknowledge that because I was feeling that too.
Yeah.
And I also then realized within that is its own level
colonialism
of like.
Colonialism or like.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. But also a little bit of its own like privileged naivete. Like, really? You'll protect me? Do you even understand what you are protecting from?
No.
Right. But that's the gut is what we're talking. We're not talking about the logic of it. We're talking about the limbic response.
My animal in me was like, just try. Just try to fuck with Rami for a second.
Yeah.
With the two of us here. We will fuck you up. But it was like, came
that's
out
how
of
I felt about Supreme Chancellor in that moment.
That's what
I was like,
saying. That's what I'm saying. It's in there.
I mean, the irony being they perceived them as my son. And not that that's how I feel directly, but that's kind of, I feel like little cousin. Like that's like they're like, they are like my quote little cousin because they're significantly younger than I am. And
are
so,
they?
Yeah. And well, there's like the 10-10, like, there's a 10-year difference between me and Denise.
Oh, right.
And then there's a 10-year difference between Joe and
Denise.
And no, Joe and Denise are the same age.
Oh.
And then Joe and Supreme Chancellor.
Oh.
So, okay. Like, there's no, the line between me and Supreme Chancellor is very different than the lines between all the rest of us. The web has a different constellation just because of that.
Age.
That age thing is just too much. Yeah. And, like, I love them and they love me. And we're like, but we are family. Like, I will. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Come on.
That's how I feel about Rami.
Yeah. Yeah.
You coming for Rami?
I will take
you imagine?
Out.
Someone came for Rami. Like, I think too, part of it is how I hold who Rami is in their soul. Yeah. Like, they're like a Libra. They're like soft and loving. And yeah, Rami's a fierce motherfucker, but also
I
like.
I want you to lead with that if you ever get in a fight.
The Libra. They.
Sorry.
There we go.
They
are a Libra.
They are a Libra.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, you don't
I love that leading with.
You don't attack a Libra.
What? How dare you? This person is a Libra.
They have sensitivity.
I mean, a Scorpio, maybe.
True.
I'll let you get a slap in on a Scorpio.
You can have one slap, but then I'm going to stop you.
And then back off.
There is Scorpio with Leo rising. Like, they need to be slapped.
Leo's could use a good slap in general.
I just want to return to what Katie was talking about, just to admit my naivete. Like, and I forget, and that was a good reminder because it, unfortunately, you know, I can understand how Rami feels other in some groups. And I feel like that's an unfortunate, true thing for bear on a regular basis. So sorry.
It's okay.
So sorry, Rami.
It's okay. We're all learning.
But that they, I feel like it's just such a constant weight to bear that I forget it's heavier in other places.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden they go to Florida and it's like,
oh, right.
Oh, like, fuck.
It's like, here everywhere, but I've gotten used to it. I've built those muscles up. I can sustain it. And now it's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And that there are certain places. And that
all day, every day you're dealing with it. All day, every day. Yeah. Rami is non-binary and black, at least partially, all day, every day. I had a hard time in Texas for a day. All day, every day.
Yeah.
That's such a big deal.
It's, yeah, it's so...
Hey, what's up, everybody? I think I missed a week. Rami here. Maybe I missed 2 weeks. I don't know. You know, it's so much fun to be mentioned by Katie and Cassidy on the podcast. Like, it's so funny to be listening to a podcast and then have the people on the podcast talk about you. And you're like, what? But I'm just listening. You know, it's like when you're watching TV and the character in the TV show turns and looks at you and talks directly to you. And you're like, what? Are you talking directly to me? And then they step out of the TV show and, or maybe they reach their hand out and then you jump into the TV with them. And then you go on a whimsical adventure. It's kind of like that. Rami's Rules.
Yeah, our little bubble. I'm sorry.
I know. Stay in the bubble.
We need to make this bubble bigger, not
expand the bubble.
Yeah.
Which is where, yeah, this the expansion of that bubble is what is driving people to pass. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But it's what's causing, you know, it's what got Trump elected. It's what got these anti-trans laws enacted, which hopefully a lot of will be defeated. Yay, Wisconsin.
I know.
Just fucking put in a liberal Supreme Court judge. What?
I know.
Chicago? Right. What?
I'm so excited.
That crazy shit. I mean, there's still a pendulum. I'm hoping that it's true that there is a pendulum and not just a movement, because there's a current double back swing going on. And we're hoping that just means it reached the apex and is going to swing back the other way.
That's the hope.
We're going to respond to that shit.
Well, it makes me think of the thing where people are like, he's indicted. We're all good now. I'm like, we have just barely begun to fight. If you think Trump being indicted means he's going down, it's all over. You are sleeping.
Yeah, that's madness.
If he doesn't run, he will get 40% write-in votes right now. Like, that's where we are. I really think he's going to win in 24.
Stop.
I'm not excited about it.
If he's not in jail?
He's not going to jail.
I know. That's what I think.
He's
too.
Not.
I was with some people at dinner last night. They were like, nah, he's going down. He's going to jail. It's over now. And I was like, where do you get that idea? Do you remember how much money and power and idiocy he has and idiocy there is in the world? Have you met
that's someone where it's like, hey, go for a drive outside of the state.
That's my thing.
And tell me that Trump doesn't have a chance.
What is the line from Men in Black? A person is smart. People are stupid.
That's good.
Dumb, that's really wild good. Animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to jail. I really want him to go to jail. I so want it to happen. And I don't think
it'll be a country club jail, but still.
Yeah.
It still would be a prison.
It'd be nice. It almost would be ideal if whatever's happening could happen nice and slow in a way where we like all integrate it and like slowly you just evolve into another thing.
Yeah.
But that's not what anybody thinks. It's more like
expand, retract, expand.
But you hear the thing about China though with regard to population?
They're shrinking.
Well, the thing about they did the you can only have one kid law and now. I mean, we have this problem to a certain degree in the States, but not to the degree China is having it, where there isn't enough population to pay for the older generation who's getting sick. So that, like, there's no support, like in the same way that Social Security here is fucked. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, because there's not enough paying in to support what we've already put out.
Yeah. Right. And so they actually need more population for people to work to pay for the people who aren't working.
Right.
So the people who can't work are like fucked because there's no support system.
Right.
And there's nobody who can pay to support them either. So it's sort of like it totally worked and then backfired against them. And then there's all kinds of shit about China's economy being so deeply fucked that China itself could collapse entirely, which would completely fuck the entire global economy. So then some other people are saying, well, all the countries are going to have to rally to China's aid to pay for them so that we don't go down. But then politically, nobody can afford the capital of coming to China's aid.
Right.
So nobody's gonna. So China's going to collapse is like a theory that some people have. I mean, they're like, I read a bunch about it and it was, they are fucked if this guy who wrote this thing is correct. And I had no idea this was going on. It's right over there. It's just China. It's right there. I didn't know that was going on.
I don't think I knew that specific thing.
We'll end on this because I feel like we're ending. I went to get my eyebrows waxed yesterday on Lakeshore Drive. Drive? Boulevard?
Drive. Drive. I'm stuck on that.
Drive, I think.
Drive.
Right? On Lakeshore at the European Wax. Talking to the lady waxing me, and I go, your accent, you're Russian? She goes, you got it. Nobody ever gets it. I go, I do accents. I'm an actor. And she goes, so we're talking about, and I go, so how'd you get out? Are you okay? How's your family? What's happening? She's like, okay, so I knew the month before the war was going to start that the war was going to start. And I, in 2 weeks, got my money out of Russia, moved my shit, abandoned my family. They all hate me now. And now they're trying to visit and move in with me because they were like, you're abandoning us. She said her grandmother said to her, I'll lose my Russian pension if you leave because you have to have a certain number of grandkids around and you get money. Yeah. And then the pension was $100 a month. And the grandma was worried to lose her $100 a month. It was that big a deal. Girl goes, sorry, there's going to be a war in about a month and I'm leaving. I don't want to be here for this war. I'm going to America, the land of the free. And she did. She was lucky because she had a relative in LA. She went and lived with that relative. She got a blah, blah type of visa and she's still working on her green card 8 years later or something.
So this is a different war.
Yes, this was a different war, but now the same shit is happening again. And so I got all this insider intel. I was like, so wait, you have friends in Ukraine? Yeah. You have friends in Russia? Yeah. How are they doing? What's happening? And she's like, some cities there's bombing. Most cities there's not. Life is just carried on. People are just doing what they do. And I'm like, you mean it's not just a war-torn nation and people are living in caves everywhere? And she's like, no, the news is not correct. None of it is real. I was telling them back there, the news about America is not correct. None of it is real. Now I'm telling you guys here, the news about the Russian whatever.
Did she say what her family, like, does her family call her and just be like, are you in the hurricane? And she's like, no, I'm in California.
She didn't say that, but I'm sure that happens. I mean, my assistant lives in the Philippines. And so I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We talk every day, all day, because I'm having her do shit and she's ordering whatever. And I'm telling her to do things. And I'm driving. And she's like, where are you now? And I'm like, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And she's like, careful. There's tornadoes in Dallas. And I'm like, you're so sweet. She wasn't entirely wrong because they ended up going to Tennessee. The tornadoes crossed state lines, but her.
How did the FBI get involved? Tornadoes are like.
This isn't your jurisdiction, tornado. Get out of here.
You're in Kansas. You're a Kansas tornado.
Her Philippines brain. She doesn't know the fucking country. Why would she? I don't know the Philippines. She's looking at the map going like right over there. There's tornadoes. Like, Katie's in trouble. It was so sweet.
Scale is an interesting thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you said to me, like the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, that's the whole point. I'm like, Ukraine is on fire.
No one's going to work in the Ukraine.
Right.
Like, no, like you can't go to work.
You're right. Busy. She's like, no, they leave their people are still working.
They're still baristas in the Ukraine.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what to say about any of it.
I was about to, in wrapping up, I was going to propose a new feature. And it is just pulling out of your ass the idea of what is spiritual lesson of the week. Go. For you.
Oh.
What spiritual lesson did you learn this week?
Okay, I can do that.
All right. And I'll think about one too. I don't have one necessarily yet.
Okay. It's embarrassing, but I'll tell it. I think all spiritual lessons are embarrassing because they involve like the death of the ego. And then you have to admit you had an ego and it's embarrassing. Being a person sucks. You can't preach unity when you haven't experienced being othered fully because you don't really understand. There's so much to understand about unity from the perspective of never having been able to be a part of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think mine is very trite, but I've just experienced too many versions of it. This too shall pass. And it's personal. This is not on the global scale that I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the personal and relational. The idea of emotional waves, just that concept. And I don't even know if I'm using it correctly, but I've just been really aware of interactions with other important humans in my life, watching them go through emotional waves, but also being able to say to them, do you remember yesterday, that feeling you were experiencing? And do you remember how the day before you were deep in the other thing? Just remind yourself, I've watched you go through this before. And then also, but for me, it also just was like, it's also in myself. Like last night I had insane dreams of failure, that, well, I'm done. I'll never work again. I'll never, like, really hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm done as an actor dream.
Yeah.
Like really depressing.
Yeah.
Did not feel good. Didn't wake up feeling good. But even like now, just hanging out with you guys, that's gone.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll be whatever I will be. But like really being aware that it sucks to feel in the shit, but unless there's something real, real hardcore isn't moving going on, mm-hmm. for the most part, this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And that we can move through our spaces and to remind ourselves of those times when we've done it before.
For sure.
So we can go, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's tomorrow, I'll probably feel fine.
So good.
Or next week. It might take a week, but
yeah.
So this too shall pass.
Amen.
Dez, any?
Don't name your dick Janine.
Do you work? Do you work?
When someone worships your penis, they can call it whatever they want.
Oh.
Do your work.
Do your work.
Do your work. Love you guys. You're asking for all of the answers. Say what? All of the answers?
Yeah, all the answers. Hey guys, thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions so that we have questions to answer in the Akashic Records. Our email address is allanswerspod@gmail.com. That's allanswerspod@gmail.com. And if you'd like to find us on Facebook or Twitter, it's @allanswerspod, @allanswerspod. Thank you.
You know what we need to ask in the records above all else? Why are humans so into bubbly water? What is it? What happened to us genetically?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats.